This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The employee who shot and killed eight people at a San Jose, California rail yard and then killed himself had talked about killing his coworkers. Kirk Bertolet was in a rail yard office when the shooting started, and he tells KGO-TV the gunman was choosing his victims carefully.
I do know that he had a specific agenda and was targeting certain people. He walked by other people. He let other people live as he gunned down other people.
The shooter's been identified as 57-year-old Samuel Cassidy. His ex-wife is speaking out. Here's our Jackie Quinn.
The woman Cassidy divorced in 2005 says he had grievances, and he used to tell her he wanted to kill people at work, but she never believed him until now. Santa Clara County District Attorney Jeff Rosen says workers' families huddled together waiting for word.
It's awful, and it's raw. And people are learning for the first time that they've lost their husband or their spouse or their brother.
His office will investigate if any warning signs were missed. I'm Jackie Quinn.
China is slamming the U.S., saying it doesn't care about facts and truth. Beijing is angry that President Biden has directed intelligence officials to report to him within 90 days on their findings on the origin of the coronavirus pandemic, including any possibility that the trail might lead to a laboratory in Wuhan, China. A warning about holding the Tokyo Olympics as planned in July. The chairman of a group called the Japan Doctors Union says it could lead to the spread of COVID variants. Retailers, including Walmart and Macy's, are seeing shoppers return to their stores after more than a year of pandemic lockdown. The number of customers at stores overall skyrocketed 43.2% for the week starting May 10th. This is AP News. The legendary physicist Stephen Hawking's office clutter is going to London.
London's Science Museum is collecting the entire contents of late physicist Stephen Hawking's Cambridge University office, including his personalized wheelchairs, communication equipment, bets he made on scientific debates, and scripts from his Simpsons appearance, all to be put on display early next year. There are also plans for a touring exhibit in the UK. The Cambridge Library acquires the 10,000-page archive of his work on space, time, and black holes. It includes the first draft of his best-selling A Brief History of Time. They will soon be open to the public alongside the works of Isaac Newton and Charles Darwin. I'm Tim McGuire.
Amazon founder Jeff Bezos will step down as CEO on July 5th, a sentimental date for him, he says. It was on that date in 1994 that Amazon was incorporated. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.